at Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Steve Bertrand. All right, yesterday at this time, we were all aflutter about the fact that the Bears had signed a purchasing agreement to move to Arlington International Racecourse. Senator Robert Peters of Chicago, a Democrat, isn't done yet. He joins us. Senator, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Steve?
Good. It's great to talk to you again. I appreciate you joining us. Now, Soldier Field is in your district. Am I correct in that?
That is correct. That is correct. It's an important part of the district.
So we can blame you for losing the Bears? Is that what's going on here?
No. Let's not do that. That is not on me. Let's not put that on me at all.
But you're floating this idea of legislation or something that would keep teams that get publicly financed stadiums in the stadium? Or explain this for me, what you're after.
So, you know, the deep down root here is publicly financed stadiums like Soldier Field, where we put over $600 million into remodeling it, it's important for us to understand that that is, it's public money. And so who gets to manage that team and what matters for the fans and the members is a conversation we got to have. And so to me, what I'm proposing is the idea that if you take public money and you break a lease, if you move, then there's three things that need to happen. One is either you can come to an agreement with that municipality. Two is you offer it up to that municipality in a form of possibly 50% like fan ownership. Or the other one is, if you find someone who can afford to buy the team, but they live in that municipality, they get to be offered the team. This is a model that comes from either the Ohio, where they have the Art Modell Act, or what they have in Germany, in soccer, where fans have some ownership. But the idea is that to be flexible, but to make sure that the conversation we're having is, we're giving you so much public money, and the fact of the matter is that you can't turn around 20 years later and just leave and dip.
That's the voice of Senator Robert Peters, Democrat from Chicago. Soldier Field is in his district. But, Senator, here's the thing. They're not really breaking their lease, are they? I mean, according to the terms of their lease, they can leave and pay a penalty, and it sounds like they're going to pay that penalty. So they've kind of lived, they're living up to the lease. They're living according to what's in the lease.
That's true, and I think that's why a good chunk of what, you know, I'm talking about here is to have a conversation. The Bears need to answer for why, after pushing down this remodel, it's important that all the critiques that they make, Steve, are their own doing. This is all of them. The size, you know, everybody goes, this is the smallest stadium in the league. That was on them. They chose those architects along with the Park District. They need to answer for why that all their decisions and why they saddled us with this debt, and then all of a sudden come to us 20 years later and say, this isn't good enough and we've got to leave. This is, there's a history around here when it comes to these stadium deals, and we need to have a deep conversation about what it means when it involves public money and these large professional sports teams who try to pit fans against each other and pit communities against each other.
I want to get to your idea of fan ownership. That's intriguing to me. But before that, yesterday we talked to the mayor of Palatine, Jim Schwantz, and a Democratic state representative who was in nearby. Jonathan Carroll was his name, Senator. And we're talking about whether there would be infrastructure money coming out of Springfield to help with this new facility in Arlington Heights. Now, you're the chair of the Black Caucus in the Senate. Would you support infrastructure money to repair sewer lines and things such as that for development in Arlington Heights?
I mean, I'd rather have a conversation about all this money involving the public. I want to go through that. The very idea that we're going to spend state money on a team that just saddled the city and the state with what is Soldier Field and the remodel that happened about 20 years ago, and then go ahead and then switch it over there so that 20 years later from that they could say, oh, you know what, our fan base is now in downtown Chicago, we got to move back downtown. I'd rather have a conversation and focus on what are we doing here with public money.
Sure.
And the other part is, let's not put this on the taxpayers where they have to spend the money to be saddled with this. This is, if the Bears want to go to Arlington Heights, go to Arlington Heights. They can spend that money. They can do it themselves. They don't need Illinoisans and Chicagoans or people in Arlington Heights to be spending that on them.
So you would move to block infrastructure money for the new stadium or the new area?
Yeah, I mean, right now where I'm at is they should stay in the stadium that we just spent a bunch of money on.
Could you bring your caucus along with you on that?
I mean, I can't speak for other people. I would assume that for folks, whether they believe in quote-unquote big government or quote-unquote little government, would be very open to having a conversation about the idea of spending taxpayer dollars on a team that just made us do this 20 years ago.
That's Senator Robert Peters. He's talking about the Bears move, and he wants a new legislation that would keep sports teams from sort of moving out early on their leases. Okay, well, last one about this, but, I mean, if you're saying that you would move to fight, and it seems pretty widely agreed that there would have to be some sort of government spending to improve the roads or the bridges or the, as I said, the sewer lines or things like that in there. I mean, you could, if you could block that, you could hold this whole thing up. Are you saying you would really work to block it?
I am definitely personally not supportive of this.
And would you try to bring your caucus along with you?
That's why I'm introducing pieces of legislation like this.
Okay, so tell me about this idea of one alternative would be fan ownership. The Packers are owned by their fans. I don't think there's any other NFL team that is there?
No, the Packers are the closest model that we have in the United States. And then Germany, which has professional soccer teams, also in 1998 instituted a form of 50+1 fan or membership ownership of their team. They make up the boards of their German soccer teams. The reason they do this is exactly for what's happening here with the Chicago Bears. It's because it's the idea of seeing the fan and the city as being vitally important to the sport. The sport belongs to the people. And so the very idea of having people and having owners who then do a combination of things of pitting cities against each other, pitting communities against each other, hiking up ticket prices, creating personal seat licenses, all those things is something that they don't have in Germany because they have what is a membership model to sports ownership.
And so if you were to, would this bill then require new franchise owners in Illinois of whatever professional sport to follow a 50+1 model?
It has a variety. It could. The main part is actually either there's an agreement made between the city or that municipality and the team. There's the option of opening up to fan or membership ownership of the team by the 50% level, or you know, someone, an individual or a group of individuals inside of that municipality have the right to actually buy the team. So it could be a variety of different options, but those options need to be pursued.
Senator Robert Peters from Chicago, Democrat, the chair of the Black Caucus in the Senate. It's always great to talk to you, Senator. I appreciate it. Do you still have your Bears jersey, or have you thrown it out?
No. I'm a Bears fan for life, and I love perpetual disappointment.
Well, look, you follow the right team, and it turns out you're in the right job.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's a perfect combination.
Smart guy. All right, it's great to talk to you. Can't wait for the next time.
Definitely. Thank you.
Senator Robert Peters, you're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. Hey, you know, we're focusing on Evanston today, and after the headlines, we're going to talk to Amy Morton, the restaurant operator there. She's got a couple of great ones. I can't wait to hear what she has to say about that. First, a visit into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. WGN.